A few years ago, I was walking to shul on Sukkot morning. I had my lulav, my esrog in hand, and I was getting ready for the Sukkot davening. And so it is, on my way, I look ahead, and one of my neighbors is about maybe 50 feet, 100 feet ahead of me. And all of a sudden, he stops and is questioned by someone, and he points backwards. And I had no idea what was about to happen. But he had laid an ambush out for me. So, some 50 steps later, I'm approached by some non-Jewish person who asks a question that I thought was a really good one that I don't think I ever really thought about. His question was, "Hey, why are you holding a piece of palm and some random sticks and branches? Like, what is up with that?" And the truth is, I think that a lot of times we don't really know the answers to these questions. We're doing it just because. So I had to come up with a quick answer for him. So I said to him, I was like, "Well, we take produce from the different from different types of species in the agricultural world, bring them all together, we shake them in all the directions, and we ask God for blessing from all the corners of the earth." And I think that that's a big part of it. There's we take together, we merge together, we shake in all the different directions, and there's some message of we're taking it all and asking God for blessing. There's a famous Dvar Torah that every child knows, and that's that each of the four minim represents a different kind of Jew or a different body part. We're going to stick with the different kind of Jew. So we have the esrog. Of course, everybody loves the esrog. It smells beautiful. It has a taste. That's the Jew that's replete and full of Torah and mitzvos, ma'asim and tovim. Then you have the lulav, and that has a taste, but it has no smell. And you have the hadas that has a smell and it has no taste. And you have the arava that has neither taste nor smell. And what do they represent? They represent the four types of Jews. And the four types of Jews, they come together, we bring them all together, and we say, every Jew matters. Every Jew has a place. I want to share with you an interesting idea. It's an idea from the Seder, but I think it's so powerful. The Nesiv HaShalom, the Slonim HaRebbe, asks, who are the four sons? Who are the four sons? The Chacham, the Rosh, the Tam, Sheni, the Shol. So we know that those are the four different types of children we can have. We have the righteous, the wicked, we have the simple, and then we have the one that is so basic he can't even ask a question. Okay, good. Sid Shalom says something amazing. He says, "I want you to understand that every single person has a moment in their life where they are one of those four sons. You're never going to find someone who's a complete Chacham, and you're never going to find someone who's a complete Rasha. You're never going to find someone who's a Tam completely and always a Sheino Deh Lashol. But rather, there is a piece and a moment in everyone's life where they are one of those four sons." Perhaps we could apply that idea to the Dalet Minim as well. What we're doing is we're taking all the moments in our lives, the good, the bad, the very good, the very bad, and we're merging them together and we're saying, everybody has a moment, everybody has a place. I want to end with a beautiful part, so far from Pshat, but so beautiful. When the Kohen Gadol comes into the Beis HaMikdash, into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it says, "Al yavo b'chol eit el HaKodesh." He cannot come at all times to the Kodesh. So I heard a beautiful idea from Rabbi Josh Galler, the associate rabbi there in the West Hempstead. Hasidic idea. He says, "Al yavo b'chol eit." When the Kohen Gadol comes to the Beis HaMikdash, "Al yavo b'chol eit," he cannot bring all of his moments. He has to check some of the moments in. Maybe that's a little bit of what should happen with the lulav and the esrog. God says, "All right, everybody matters. Whether you're currently in a good place, whether you're currently in a bad place, whether you're in a semi-good place or a semi-bad place, Everybody matters, and everybody has their moment, and everybody has their place. Excellent. Okay, so now you're all good. But somebody might come and say, but I'm currently in a bad place. I can't really. God says, check it in at the way. Check it in at the door. Sukkot is a time where we're coming off the heels of Yom Kippur. Hopefully, it's a Zman Kapara. Hopefully, we've sanctified, purified, we've done good by ourselves. Shed the bad. Shed the bad moments. Let go. Let go, God says. Perhaps that's what is so powerful by the Dalet Minim. We look towards all the Arbakanfos, all the corners. We say what really matters is getting rid of some of those not-so-great moments and savoring the good ones and making those and making the most out of every one of those times. Have a good Yom Tov.